The gospel reading today is our Lord asks the question of who people say that he is, and Peter answers and says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus responds to him that this is not flesh and blood that has taught this to you, but my heavenly Father has revealed it. And we have to understand the important distinction here. It had been revealed to Peter who Jesus was on one hand, but he didn't understand the fullness of who he was. We can see that in the passage that follows immediately after the gospel, where Jesus tells his apostles about the fact that he's going to have to suffer and be put to death. And Peter's the one that says, "Oh, God forbid that this should ever happen to you." He didn't get it. He understood on one hand, yes, Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Christ. He is the Messiah, the Anointed One. But at this point, he didn't quite understand what that meant. But when we hear in the first reading how he presents himself as when he is speaking to the priests, he says, "I, your fellow presbyter, and witness of the sufferings of Christ." Notice he's not saying, "I am the one appointed by Jesus to be the head of the apostles and the head of the church." He could have done that, but he didn't. Because at this point he had come to understand who Jesus really was. Indeed, he is the Christ. Indeed, he is the Son of the living God. But he is the Christ because of his suffering and death and his resurrection from the dead. He is not the Christ simply because he was appointed as such. He is the Christ because of what he did for us. So as the Son of the living God, he came into this world and he took our humanity to himself. But as the Christ, he had to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead. Exactly the point that Jesus had made to his apostles immediately after Peter had professed who Jesus was, and Peter didn't like the idea at all because he didn't understand. And now we see how that understanding has come full circle, that now he grasps the concept. And even as he talks to the others about how they are supposed to conduct themselves with regard to the flock entrusted to their care, he tells them this has to be done willingly. This can't be by constraint. You can't be lording it over the people. All these different things that he talks about. Because he himself now understood. Jesus is the shepherd. What he did was done purely out of love. He has all the power in the universe. But he didn't come down and say, "I am the all-powerful God. You will obey." He could have. Instead, he demonstrated to us what the love of a shepherd looks like. He gave himself for us so that we could be saved. He could have done this theoretically in other ways. Couldn't have been done in any other way because this was the will of God. But theoretically, we could think of all kinds of other ways that this might have been able to be accomplished. And we wouldn't believe it for a minute. We have to look at even what's going on in the church right now. We have people who are calling themselves theologians. They do not believe in the incarnation. They do not believe that Jesus is God. They do not believe in the death and resurrection of our Lord. They're picking and choosing what it is that they want to believe and what it is that they want to teach to other people. And so these very things that are the foundation in what St. Peter is talking about as the authority that he has, a witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker also in the glory that is to be revealed in time to come. One who was a witness of the death and the resurrection and the glorification of Jesus. That is what this is all about. But that has been under attack right from the very beginning. You look at all the Christological heresies that have been, those that didn't believe that he was God, those that didn't believe he was human, those who believed he was both, those who believed he didn't take on a human soul, those who believed he just put on a facade and it wasn't real, those who thought that he was adopted by God, that he wasn't really the Son of God from eternity. You can go right down the list of all of the heresies that have been throughout, because they refuse to believe that God loves us so much. That's what it comes down to. Look at the Protestant problem. They reject the dignity of the human being, that we are corrupt by original sin, and therefore that makes us essentially unlovable. What a convenient way. You don't then have to deny who Jesus is. You just basically deny that you can be the recipient of it. They would say that, yes, the justice of Jesus is an external imputation. In other words, the blood of Jesus is poured upon you on the outside, but underneath, you are a rotten pile of garbage. So in other words, yeah, okay, Jesus did this, but we can't receive it. It's not really for us. That's not what St. Peter says. That's not what the church teaches. But it is the heresy that has been there from the beginning. It's either a rejection of who Jesus is or it's a rejection of who we are. Either way, it's a rejection of what our Lord has done for us and our response to it. So that's where we have to be able to see what's happening once again, or shall I say still, because it's been happening right along. And they're trying to undermine everything. What's really fascinating is the way that they are trying even to place it, to say, well, these teachings of the church came out of a certain historical context. But we live in a different historical context today, so those things that they taught back then really don't apply to us today because the situation is different. How convenient is that? Jesus was God in 325 at the Council of Nicaea, but he's not God anymore because we live in a different historical context. No, I'm sorry. The truth is the truth, and the truth cannot change ever. And so we need to be able to reject these things. And we need to recognize that, yes, there was a time when St. Peter didn't understand, but then he came to understand. And that belief that he had in who Jesus was because of what our Lord did changed everything for him. Everything is done now out of charity, because that's what he learned from Jesus. That is the exact same lesson you and I have to learn, to reject the heresies indeed, but also to accept who Jesus is and what he has done for us, and to live our lives in accordance with that. He came into this world to love us, to sacrifice himself for us so that we could have life. That's the example that he has given, so that we can follow. So what a beautiful thing, what a great lesson to learn, and to see the humility of St. Peter, the prince of all of the apostles, not claiming anything for himself, but recognizing that who he is based on his witness to the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. You and I are no different. That's who we are. That's the reality of who we are as Christian people. And therefore, to learn then from what St. Peter is teaching, the lesson that he learned, from the love of Jesus, to be able now to conform ourselves to that charity and to do everything in that same way.